Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mayer, your host. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you're weathering this very trying time that we're all experiencing right now. But this is the best time, anytime something like this is going on, for us to really move out of the ego mind and more into the absence of thought and moving into the energy that lives within you. Whether you want to call that your inner being or your soul or, the source or love or God, this is the time to really search deep within, since the mind is an extremely scary place to be right now. There is very little comfort in our mind, and it generally is not the most comforting place to be because it's part of the body, which is an alarm system. You know, the mind is our alarm of what we're supposed to be careful of and watch out for, and helps us in the future, and it looks at our past and evaluates very harshly. You know, we all know what the mind brings to us, and we tend to believe what the mind brings to us instead of challenging it. We have so many beliefs that have been recorded by the mind that we don't even believe, but we're not taught to challenge them. We're not taught to really think about some of the things you're believing in and living your life through. Beliefs your mind may have recorded that you just don't even agree with, or beliefs that you do believe because it's just a world belief. And that's okay, and we don't want to get upset at ourselves for being very good students of the world, but we do want to expand, you know. And if you want to live more peacefully and more intuitively, and to live in this other place that lives within you, you want to reach for that. The mind is extremely limiting, and will only bring you to a certain point in your life. And that's why when people tend to achieve great things and do everything that they've ever wanted to do, and they're still not feeling peaceful, they're very despondent. And some people even take their lives because they feel like they've achieved everything and they're not happy. So we know that achieving things does not bring us happiness and doesn't bring us peace. What brings us happiness and what brings us peace is more inner. It's inside of us, and doing the things that we truly want to do. The mind is always going to bring things to us to do that we think we should do, where the inner soul will bring things to you that you want to do. You know, like I love to write. I love to connect to this energy. It's like one of my most favorite things to do. I love to share and talk about it. So I'm doing all the things that I really love to do. I love to help people. I love to help myself and figure out, you know, ways to be happier and be more content and be more peaceful. So I'm doing all the things that I love to do. But my mind would never have agreed with any of the things that I'm doing. My mind would have said, you can't do that. All the things that I've achieved, my mind at one point said no to. And many of the clients that I work with, that's all I hear. Every time they want to try something new or do something new, the first thing that they hear is no, they can't do it. And that's the mind just trying to protect us. No, you can't. You can't have what you want to have in your life. You know, you're not good enough to have what you want in your life. And that is just the furthest thing from the truth. So the mind is helpful in learning and recording and trying to keep us safe, but there has to be a balance, and we're very much out of balance. I know I was very much out of balance, and a crisis like what's happening today can cause all of us to be out of balance. I myself found myself watching too much news, reading too much about the virus, and I could just feel the effect that was having on my body. It was putting my body on like high alarm, and I wasn't really gaining any new knowledge. It was the same thing over and over, and there is a lot of uncertainty in the news because nobody really knows what's happening and how this virus is going to kind of go through our country. We just don't know, and there just seems to be something new every day, and things change so rapidly. So something that was suggested yesterday is not suggested today. So looking to the news and reading and researching, you know, can put your body on a real high alarm, like it was mine. And when I talk to my clients, they're doing the same thing. And it's really hard not to be addicted to the news and not to really get caught up in that, because we're home and it almost feels like you want to stay very informed. So for myself, I know it just doesn't work. So what I do is I read the one email that Cuomo puts out, and that's enough for me. And then I'm in a much better place. So if I then move away from the news and I go for a walk and I do a short meditation and I write my post and I think about what I want to share today in the video, then I'm doing much, much better. So that's the challenge. The challenge right now is to move out of a very addictive state and into something that is much, much more peaceful. Is much, much more peaceful. You know, your inner being, your inner soul has a much different take on what's happening. You know, our inner being is knows that we're eternal and knows that we're safe and knows that no matter what happens to our bodies, that we don't go anywhere and we don't die. And there's such a feeling of safety and love and support in this other energy that you can reach for. You just have to get out of your mind, which is not easy to do. You know, it's really difficult for some people to let that go and to not get caught up in thinking, you know, but it just doesn't serve us. Being present, you know, following your breath, you know, even labeling your breath, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, and just taking nice, slow, deep breaths, you know, is so relaxing and so helpful and does pull you out of your mind. So that's a simple, nice little technique to just label your breathing. I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. It just relaxes your entire body. And our bodies, when you're in the soul energy, tends to just relax. Our bodies, when we're in the mind, when we're thinking, gets revved up and our anxiety gets revved up. So you can tell where you are just by how your body feels. So if you're feeling particularly calm, you know, you're probably not thinking so much. You're not getting caught up in your thoughts. And that's really good. And that's the practice, you know, is to just realize the limitation of thoughts and that every thought that is brought to us is usually negative and not helpful. So you can talk back to your thoughts if you'd like. You can add things to your thoughts. You could say, well, I don't believe that anymore, or that's not true. Or you could edit your life in a different way and just say, I'm having a great day today. I'm going to have a great day today. I'm willing to have a great day today. So we can talk back, but we can't control what comes in. So we can just watch what comes into our mind. And sometimes you can just laugh at it like, oh my goodness, that is like the worst case scenario thinking ever. But if you notice, worst case scenario thinking will just keep bringing more worst case scenario thinking. So that's something that you definitely can watch gets triggered, and then you're kind of going downhill. So you don't want to let that go. You don't want that kind of thinking keeping engaging in that kind of thinking. You really want to pull out of that as quickly as you can, because it just brings you to a really bad place, you know, and that's not easy because it's very, like I said, it's very addictive. But there are things that you can do, like listening to podcasts and meditating and listening to other people's thoughts, basically, that are much, much more positive and that you can say to yourself. So if you're trying to say positive things to yourself and your mind is just not having it, then I think sometimes it's just better to distract yourself out of your mind, you know, so you can tell. Sometimes when your thoughts are not so, so bad, you can do affirmations and they help you to feel better. But if you're doing affirmations and you feel like you're fighting yourself, that's not the time to do affirmations. That's probably the time to go for a walk or take a nap or do some kind of a meditation. That would be really much, much more helpful. So there are many, many techniques to get out of your thoughts. You have to just find the one that works for you. A lot of times it's different things on different days, you know, but the balance of getting out of thought is so helpful because it's just never going to broaden you. You know, your thoughts are just very narrow and restrictive. I was just on the phone with a client before and he was talking about that he thought maybe he wanted to go back to school to get a better position in his job. But of course, what does his first thought say? His first thought said, no, I can't do it. I wouldn't be good in this position and I probably wouldn't get the job. So why am I wasting my time even getting this degree, you know? So when I was talking to him, I was like, well, you know, are you interested in it? Are you really interested in that position? And his answer was, yes, I'm really interested in it. And would you like to have that job? And he was like, yeah, I would like to have that job. So his thoughts are saying one thing, but who he is and what he wants really, you know, wanted to try it, you know? So that's where we let our thoughts dictate, you know? So if we didn't have that conversation, his thoughts would have said, no, you can't get the job. It's a waste of time. Don't get the degree. And instead it was like, well, would you like to learn about that job? Would you like to get that degree? Do you think it would be interesting for you? And he was like, yeah, you know, I think even if I didn't get the job, I think getting the degree could benefit me. So once we really talked about it and could see that his passion and his interest was there for the job and for the knowledge of the job, then it became very easy for him to say yes to himself, you know? So he was in a way proving his thought, his belief wrong, you know? And that's what we have to do every time. You know, we have to prove our beliefs wrong. And we do, you know, if you think about, where you are right now, would you ever think that you have the job that you have? Would you ever think that you're in the relationship that you're in? Would you ever think that you were going to have kids? Every step of the way, we would have thought that wouldn't happen to me. That's not going to happen to me. And so every step of the way, we do prove ourselves wrong. So why not realize, you know, just cut a lot of the problem out by just not believing this evaluative part of the mind. The mind is good for learning, but it's not good to evaluate you or other people. So if we just know that when the evaluations come in, you kind of can discount them. It's like discounting something that you just don't believe anymore, you know? And people that are successful tend to really discount their mind, you know, those bad beliefs, they just don't believe them, you know? So it's really a very good practice for us to just not believe those thoughts that come in that say, no, you can't do this, or that's not a good idea, or it's bringing you into the future too much. Our anxiety comes from being too future-based. If we were completely present in this moment, there's no anxiety. So when I teach my clients to stay in the moment, their anxiety pretty much lifts, you know, they just don't have that same anxiety. And a lot of them were like, wow, I wish I knew this like 10 years ago, you know, to just stay very present and not to believe my thoughts, that my thoughts are not me, that we're not responsible for our thoughts. Our thoughts are recordings of our lives and our perceptions, so we're not responsible for them. And we don't have to feel guilty about them, you know. I was talking to another client, and he was so cute. He's a young college student, and he was like, why didn't anyone tell me that my thoughts aren't really me? Because I always felt so guilty thinking some of the things that would come into my mind. So when I explained to him, if you're feeling guilty about what's coming into your mind, you can't be those thoughts. You wouldn't feel guilty about them if they were truly your thoughts. So that's a very helpful concept, you know, that thoughts come in, but they're not who we are. Who we are is when we leave the mind and you're just in your being. That's who you are. And naturally, when you're in your being, you're going to feel all these really great feelings come up to the surface, and it feels very different than other feelings. It's just waves of love and waves of gratitude and waves of knowing that you're taken care of and you're protected. That's what it feels like when you're in that energy, and you can't mistake in that energy. You know, you will know it when you feel it. But you really do have to practice getting out of your mind and not taking that seriously anymore. You know, so any time you feel like you should be a certain way or you should be doing something different, and this is a big thing right now. People are like, well, I'm not being productive, I'm not exercising, I'm eating terribly. You know, that we really encourage ourselves to not criticize ourselves, that no matter what we're doing, it's perfect for right now, and to love yourself anyway. And if you can't, you're probably not going to be able to love yourself because it's too hard. You do have to go into this energy to feel love for the self. And that's different. That's much different than trying to force yourself to love yourself. You know, you just have to know that there is a place within you that knows better, that there's a place within you that will bring that love to you so that you don't have to work so hard. You know, it's really important. So I was looking at the book, The Magic, and we've been doing, you know, the exercises in it. So the exercise for today was abundance and creating abundance for yourself, and to open up to receive more money in your life, and especially if you feel that now. So what Rhonda Byrne suggested was to really replace the beliefs that you have about money totally, just replace them, and to start over. Write yourself a small check for the amount of money that you would like to see coming in, and watch that come into your life. You know, so again, the book The Magic, I would really encourage people to read that right now, because it is such a replacement of our negative beliefs, and gives us such hope, and really helps us, you know, get back into this energy that is so soothing, so calming, and so loving, and something that we all need right now. So bypass the news, and don't listen to the noise of your mind, and get back into this other place that lives within you. And you can get there just by asking, you know, to be there, and to ask for a second opinion from the mind. When the mind says one thing, say, I know that that's wrong. Let me hear the truth of myself. Let me open up to the more expansive view of me. Let me feel what is really who my authentic self, who I really am, who's my authentic self. And when you do that, you will hit upon all kinds of information and guidance, and you'll be surprised some of the things that you will hear and feel, and it's magical, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. And it's the place that I go to when I am stressed and anxious the most. So this is the time to really try to reach into that energy for yourself. You know, this is really the time for you to leave the mind, because it's not going to find a safe home, especially with everything that's going on. So give that a shot today, and I hope that helps. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at janicemark40@yahoo.com, and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Stay out of your mind. Stay out of the no's. Stay out of the not good enoughs. Stay out of the shoulds. Let yourself just be, you know, whether you're just going to relax all day, or you're going to go for a walk, or you're going to meditate, you're going to consider some of these new spiritual beliefs. Whatever it is that you do today, leave yourself alone and just let yourself come out of the mind so that you could feel that relief. And it helps to settle the alarm of the body. And that is going to really help you to choose it more, you know, because once you feel that, you don't want to feel as bad as the mind can make us feel. Okay, so have a beautiful day, and we'll talk again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.